Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Johnny,
I was born in a crossfire hurricane. Yeah, time now for a little trivia for you, all wrapped around rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Tuesdays.
We're going back to 1980 today.
My favorite day of the week.
1980.
Okay, this is not, you know, I wouldn't say that I was an expert on 1980s music at all.
But I was still listening a lot to, you know.
Oh, yeah,
well, because
sure.
MTV was in its prime.
That's right. That's right.
During the 80s.
Be interesting to see what you have today. I'm always curious.
And I think this song and this group had perhaps some time on MTV with this one. I know they had several songs on MTV.
Okay.
All right, but here we go. It was July of 1980 when this tune debuted.
Uh-huh.
Didn't make number one, but it got real up there. It got way up there. It peaked at number three.
Okay.
Name either the tune or the group.
Either.
Yeah.
Okay. Or either.
Either.
Either. You say tomato, I say tomato.
Right. Whatever. Neither, neither. All right. Here we go. I'm giving Ron the vinyl.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Flip it.
Okay. All right. Flip it over.
All right. You got it.
All right. Here we go.
You got the needle. Okay.
All right. So excited, and I think I like it.
Why don't you just go ahead and jump for my love.
I'm doing a neutron dance. In the meantime, he's so shy.
That's a great song.
Pointer Sisters.
It's a great little pop tune.
Haven't
he's so shy by the Pointer Sisters. They were very talented.
They really were.
Yeah, the tune peaked at number three that year. Only Fire, which had been written by Bruce Springsteen,
Fire
did. That's Ohio Players.
Not Ohio Players. No, I just sang the wrong tune.
But Fire did better. It peaked at number two in 1978. And Slow Hand. Remember that song by them?
Looking for a Man with a Slow Hand.
Right?
Yeah.
In 1981, it got to number two. Wow. Oakland, California sisters Ruth, Anita, June, and Bonnie.
Uh-huh.
The lineup kind of changed to keep it a trio.
Right.
But they had a nice ride of hits from 1973 to 1987, and we saw a bunch of them on MTV.
Did you see the Pointer Sisters in Car Wash, the movie?
Yes!
Yeah, they were. Yes. Like, they came along with Richard Pryor when he showed up at the car wash.
Rose Royce.
Yeah, I love that movie. It's hilarious.
It was hilarious.
You had to pick me off the floor just watching that movie. The Native American guy running around trying to catch the other guy. I mean, it was really some funny stuff in there. It was really hilarious.
Airplane-ish.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was ridiculous, but it was good.
Shirley.
Don't call me Shirley.
What? A hospital? Yes, it's a place where they put sick people, but that's not important right now.
What is important is that we get
Pointer
out of this.
The Pointer Sisters.
We get out of this, and we get into something else this morning on the radio.
All right. We'll see everybody tomorrow.
All right.